And if in a glimpse of time we all stand, in a glimpse of time we are all set to lie down, and in our firmness we are unable to reflect any splendor, but are able to emit a constant light that can be of guidance, and we can work to get all the possible credits, but it's only history that will show whether we were really any worth. And so much focus is put on the official stage, when the stage of life can be so much richer and advanced. And in the attempt to let our voice be heard, we can either start echoing other people's voices and be heard, or be silenced until silence will govern around us. And it is right in the places left by the social phobia that we can interpolate our shamanic madness. And the search for humanity ought to take up every single breath of our feeble existence, and there's no collectiveness that can support us in this. And no matter how hard it works, just a net of strings let the social spider suspended. And the more we get better at quantifying, the more our phobia of losing control augments. And it is when there's no institutional saying on how creativity ought to be framed that the most meaningful surprises occur. And the more we civilize, the less direct interaction we undertake, especially with ourselves. And by acknowledging our vulnerability, we become less vulnerable than those armed with power. And authenticity is always found walking opposite than the mainstream. And censorship is always a way to allow what has been censored to speak up. And if we can't be solid, we ought to be at least contained, awaiting to perform our solidity. And we either battle not to be contaminated or accept our destiny without considering the option of abstaining altogether. And the literal application of an idea has serious consequences that only its subconscious antagonist can heal. And the most powerful aesthetic is a wild nature taking over the arrogance of a civilization. And anything can quickly become notable, yet great things can only develop unnoticed. And by allowing victimization, we automatically allow the victims to become the new predators. And going straightforward, we will discover things that have already been discovered, but always under a different framework. And only what was built prior a tradition got established is worth rescuing from it. The shiniest are the tops, the filthiest the ground gets. And by simply focusing on our intuition, in no time we can grasp a nature that others took a lifetime to try to grasp. And the very homogenization we enact to be able to progress together it will bring us to a recession. And only by creating an history of siding for one extreme, we can completely swap into the opposite extreme. modernity exchanges the shadow of its branches for its roots. We should go in depth with what we want to express, but it should be interwoven within a much larger fabric of expression. And the advantage of being an outsider is that one has already adapted to the circumstances one will have to adapt once there are social crises. And as the information network becomes our source of living, we ought to create autonomous one, not in their form, but in their content. And if any actual raper comes, we are immune from it with all the raping actuated by the media. And education should always start with an acceptance of our mortality and the common goal to build a sanctuary for it. Whenever and wherever we can, we ought to provoke the germination of a new life, much independent from ours. And a moderate but constant exposure to the inner and outer nature is the key to become part of the universal divine. And prior undermining ignorance, we ought to undermine arrogance and only then establish a common sense. And luxury is ultimately a sign that the dominating elite is about to collapse. And right in the state to be insured about any occurrences, we don't take any occurrences. And we shouldn't take for antique any organic matter only kept via social refrigeration. And we must agree that any convention loses its virtue and degenerates into vice. And the more macroscopic is governance, the more the microscopic governance of natural care is destroyed. And while the culture of the establishment can give a distorted representation of history, the culture emerging from below can actually accurately predict it. And right when we get right from within, everything gets rot all around. And we still make it a point to believe in the very science that has created the conditions of our new problems. And the taller is a tower, the higher the power within will precipitate. And all we need is to devise a philosophy that keeps us close to the nature of things and away from getting dangerously astray. And like trees choosing to proliferate, we shall not be afraid of getting uprooted. And nothing is more enchanting than getting in touch with death at the moment of its rebirth. And we may be hosted within a set of commodities, but might have to give it up in order to pursue our inner self. And where technology becomes a mere extension of a vain attitude, it ought to be castrated. And aggression may be needed at last to wake up. And as Mother Nature turns quiet, her human children get all agitated, leaving no peace to the ancient ego. We won't be able to ask. process any human festivity until we have the right equipment. Most explicable is humans giving up their ancient adaptation to the environment, while what is most beautiful is their attempt to return to it. And lying low is always the precondition to aim for a sublime height. And no further technologies are needed but to further addict us to the previous ones. And the only truth is that perhaps any truth can put any worldly trajectory into crisis, and it is therefore not wanted. And our ultimate aim is to flow into the universal sea and not dry up upstream for the sake of social consumption. And the more we orbit around our nature, the more every corner of the cosmos will be understood.